Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Friday morning. Glad to have you with us right here on Palmetto Mornings. It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, 63 degrees on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, as well as watching us on Facebook Live and Corporium Cable Channel 103.
Yes, and we continue to keep up to date with the coronavirus, COVID-19. We certainly don't want to call it the... What do we call it? The Wuhan flu. Chinese. We want to be sensitive to everybody. Right. But, you know, sometimes location of origin becomes the name associated with a specific virus. I mean, you know, West Nile virus and whatnot. So in no way are we trying to be
insensitive
to anybody.
There you go.
But in studio... Happy to have with us this morning, York County's manager. It was hard for me to break that old habit, right?
Yes.
Yeah, David Hudspeth. Good to have you.
Good morning. Great to be here.
All right, David, in the state of South Carolina, the latest numbers of dealing with COVID-19, 81 cases in 17 counties, 3 cases in Lancaster County, 1 in York County. York County government, like so many other cities and businesses, restaurants we see, are taking preventative measures. And, of course, you can find the very latest online, but a lot of what you all are doing is moving digitally, remote working.
Yeah, we've taken a big step to get people out of the office and reduce interactions with both employees and customers, and still try to maintain all the business functions of the county, which I think we've done a very good job of doing that.
Life goes on.
Right. What's the next phase for the county in terms of what we're seeing right now? Of course, this I would be considered phase maybe 1 and 2, but moving on down, many people believe this will last beyond March 31st. We'll get another gauge then. But if this continues, what's the next plan of action?
Yeah, well, let me talk a little bit about kind of where we are right now and kind of our first phase of reaction. And that is all our offices, for the most part, are still open. Any service that you could get before, you can get now. It may be altered a little way. It may be something you need to do online, or you may have to call somebody on the phone rather than come in person. But we've put a lot of effort into maintaining all the business functions of the county. I know we've had a lot of concern about, are you going to close the landfill? Are you going to close convenience centers? You know, can I still get building permits, which is a critical industry for us? And we want to make sure people that are building things can continue to build things. So we've done our best to have our customers be able to operate normally. As we look to what could come next, and we've tried to say phase 2 of this, and thinking we don't know when that might be or if that might be, but we can all envision a scenario where we go to another level where it's just more of an emergency personnel that are on hand. But even doing that, we feel like for the most part we can continue county functions. So, again, we want our building community to continue to be able to do that. We've got a lot of people working from home. They're set up now so that plan reviews can continue. Building inspections can continue. All our convenience centers, we expect them to remain open, you know, even into the next phase. Landfill, it's critical that remain open because everybody's generating garbage. Our cities and our commercial businesses are still bringing us garbage. So we need to be able to process that. So we consider that to be a critical function. So all of those things, and maybe things you don't really think about, but if you're going to buy a house or something, you need the register of deeds office to be open. You need to be able to, if you buy a car, you need to be able to pay taxes so you can get a tag on that car. So one way or another, we intend to keep all those things running. And again, it just may alter how you interact with the county employees and for those services, But we intend to keep all that open as much as we can.
Can we expect, though, some delays in the process? Because this is a new learning curve for a lot of people, a new way of approaching those day-to-day routine things like deeds and business license and all those things that are one step in a process of several to come. So should we set expectations that there may be a learning curve that could present a delay?
That is possible. When you think about customer service, if we reduce staff, say we're to come pay your taxes or generate a tax bill. But what we're seeing is nobody's coming in to do those types of things. So you should be serviced right away if you come into the office. But what I think the thing we've got to figure out a way to overcome is with the restrictions on having public gatherings of 10 or more or 50 or more, that really impacts our abilities to have meetings. And what that impacts is if you have a new subdivision plan you've got to get before the planning commission, if the planning commission's not meeting because of those requirements, that creates an impact on the developers. So we are exploring opportunities to comply with our Freedom of Information Act laws that for open meetings. We're trying to look at what we can do digitally or through telephone or whatever that may still be within the law, but that allow us to go ahead and conduct those meetings. We've canceled planning commission and zoning boards and things like that for the month of April, but it may be that we can have those meetings in May through another means. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're exploring now, because that could have an impact on people's ability to get plans approved.
Well, they're vital, as we've seen from anything
such
from
as?
Exactly. The planning of many things regarding the Carolina Panthers deal coming up. Switching gears a little bit, that third reading is coming up the last week in March. Public hearing as
Input.
Well. Yes.
Yeah, and that is the primary meeting we're struggling with right now. I mean, it's a week from Monday. And, you know, if you look at the models, things we very much expect them to be worse a week from Monday. We would very much like to have that meeting. We have the Panthers, we've been in contact with them, and they understand the constraints that we have with trying to continue on with a meeting like that. We are committed to try to have that meeting, but we also – we know that's a topic of interest for a lot of our people. So to have a public hearing where you don't have public participation really is counter to what the intent of the law is and what we want to do. We want to be transparent with all that. So it's a fine line we'll be walking over the next week to determine just how that meeting may take place, if it does. Again, we hope it does, and we'd like – that is the final piece of the puzzle. Yeah. So it'd be great to get it done a week from Monday. But
well, when you talk about the Carolina Panthers deal, the momentum, is there any concern because, you know, the bill passed, the governor signed it, we had the big fanfare here in Rock Hill, a lot of excitement. People were hoping the next day ground would break and we would start seeing construction. As we know, there's a lot more work to do. So went on a little longer than most people would have loved on the one side of the story. But we also know behind closed doors, there's a lot of business that needs to be done. So then now we get it on the calendar. We've passed two readings and now this happens. And now we've lost, as it might seem to some, a little momentum. So it's like red light, green light. You go and you stop. You go and you stop. Is there any concern for folks that this might also just slow down the momentum or the excitement about this project?
I don't think so. I think it's just a technical detail how we get third reading done. We've got support on council. I think the last vote was 5-2 in favor. And those opposed may very well be yes votes at some point. I mean, the votes could change. Some people may be no votes. As some of the fine details were announced, we were able to approve an ordinance that was for the most part complete, but it also contains an agreement with I would say 95% of the details worked out, but there was a few things that we needed to work out. So I think, you know, we're there, and I think we have support on council to make it happen. We really just need to be able to take that vote a week from Monday.
Just got to figure out the how.
All right. As of right now, it's still happening, the vote?
Right now, it is still happening, but, you know, things change daily, if not hourly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we don't. You just have to continue to monitor that and see what we're able to do.
Right.
David Hudspeth is the York County Manager. David, thank you so much for the update. We certainly appreciate it.